My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Here's a project I recently completed. The last time I did it, about a dozen years ago, I swore I'd never do it again. So much for that vow. The task? Cutting rigid foam to infill rafter cavities. If it sounds like no big deal, I'm willing to bet you've never done it. It's an awful task. First, I'll explain why I did it, then share some tips on how to make it go better. I'm not a fan of bad insulation. Whether fiberglass, Roxol, or recycled jeans, it only works as well as it fits. If every rafter bay and stud bay were the exact same width and length, had no electric wires or boxes, no plumbing chases, it might be a better choice. I've also never seen a bat with an R value above 3.5 per inch. What I was looking to do was to get an R value of 60 in as short a distance as possible. This was for heated living space in a room where the ceiling followed the rafters. The rafters were 2x10s, 24 inches on center. I wanted a 1-inch space for airflow between the insulation and roof deck. Since a 2x10 is 9.25 deep, taking away the 1-inch for airflow left me with 8.25 inches. Let's call it 8. Filling that 8 inches with bad insulation, or blown-in insulation, gets me to an R value of 28. Not even halfway there. Spray foam would have worked well, largely since it's an excellent air block. I could have used a combination of spray foam, blown-in cellulose or fiberglass, and sheets. Say 3 inches of spray foam, 5 inches of blown-in dense pack, all covered with a 1 inch of foil-face foam. The R value of that is about 42. Still not there. That's why I ended up cutting and filling the cavities with polyiso foam for a full 8 inches and putting 1 inch layer of foil-faced polyiso over top. That's 9 inches of polyiso for an R value of 72, plus the gain of a 3/4 inch dead air reflective cavity where I strapped for my finished surface. It's a slow job, making labor cost high, but I'm able to use used polyiso, bringing the cost way down. Now for application tips. I measure all my bays and rip the material on my table saw. I run a shop vac to the exhaust port of my saw to collect the polyiso dust. The material I used was all 4x4 stock of varying thickness, covered with a fiberglass impregnated paper face. Wear gloves, a mask, and safety glasses. Originally, I was looking for all 4-inch stock, thinking 2 layers of 4-inch to make the 8-inch I wanted would go the fastest. I got a good deal on a mixed lot, the bulk of which was tapered stock. 2 sheets of tapered stock gave me 2.5 inches. In practice, putting in 6 sheets of tapered stock went in better and faster than 2 sheets of 3-inch and 1 of 2. Keep a can of spray foam handy. Anywhere the sheets aren't super tight or butt, foam them. The full sheets of foil face foam that go over everything need to have all the seams taped with the foil face tape. Anticipating that the job's a slow one will help out emotionally. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.